Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection. My guest today is going to be John Payne. He's the author of Language of the Soul and Presence of the Soul. He's a fellow constellation facilitator, and he's British-born and half-Latino. He's lived in 10 countries across the globe and speaks four languages. John, like me, started his work in family constellations in 1997 when he underwent training in Holland, Germany, and the USA. To date, he's been given an excess of 400 workshops in six continents. In addition, John is a practicing shaman and an energy healer. In just a second, we'll get him on the phone here, and I'm waiting for his call to come in. He may be in a foreign country, so it might take a second. I've done John's workshop in Los Angeles, and it's great for us facilitators to receive the work from other facilitators. We're generally in the field. We give constellations, which is an ancestral healing process, which is absolutely amazing. John's written some great books on it, The Language of the Soul and The Presence of the Soul. We're just awaiting his call right now. And it should just take a minute for him to get online here. And it's a pleasure to have him on our show. I hope his international time zone, wherever he is, he travels all across the planet doing constellations, most recently in Scotland, London, and all over, everywhere. And he graces our presence in November, this coming November, in Ojai, California. He's doing a constellation intensive, and he should be calling in any second. I'm not sure where he is calling in from, but it should be momentarily. And I will try to reach him on his American cell here. And just to make sure, bear with me just a moment, please. And I'm trying him on his cell here. We will get him live in a moment. I'm not sure where he is at the moment.
Hello there. This is John speaking. Unfortunately, I'm not able to take your call at the moment. Certainly, if you have anyone to tell us that number, slowly and clearly. I shall get back to you as soon as I can. Also, let me know which city you're in or which time zone you're joining, so I can call you back.
Hey, John, it's Gary. The radio show is live and you haven't called in yet. It's 347-677-0710. You got to call that number. I'm stalling till I get you on the line. Thanks. Bye. So anyway, I had left a message with him. I'm not sure why he hasn't called in yet. My sincere apologies. Let me talk a little bit about constellations while we're waiting for his call in here. Constellations is a process developed by Bert Hellinger many, many years ago in the 60s and early 70s. And it's a process where we set representatives up to be a member of our family system or a problem that happens within the family system that we need some resolution for, whether it's a bad relationship with our mother or father, a tragedy over an accident or a deceased sibling or a miscarried sibling, or anything any family can encounter, from abusive relationships, from alcoholism and dysfunctional behaviors, we'll call them. So the great way to access this is when we have reps being in different roles, we see what the soul movement was underneath the parent's behavior or the issue's behavior. What is the silent running, so to speak, of the soul that's creating the outward behavioral responses? So the great way this works is it's releasing the hidden energy of the invisible forces that are triggering us in everyday reality In a negative way. So the great thing with the constellation, we get to release the negative energy, and then we're not carrying that in our consciousness to, number one, repeat the same negative behavior or act out just like our ancestors acted out on us. So it breaks a negative family pattern. We view the family system as good regardless, because we wouldn't be here otherwise. So what we're trying to do is take care of the small stuff, because really the big stuff we have. We have a body, we have a life, we've been given a gift. We may or may not appreciate it, or we're so enthralled with the pain of something that happened in our life that we can't see the bigger picture, that there are good forces at work. So it's fascinating. I've been doing it. I do weekly workshops in Los Angeles, and my name's Gary Stewart, the host of Conscious Connection, while we wait for our guest, John Payne, to call in. And it's very fascinating, years and years and years upon doing this, on how the results that happen in people's lives, they're really transformative. And when one person is working on their family system, the whole family system is benefited. So it's really a win-win for everyone in the room who's participating, even if they're a rep. If they happen to be a rep in somebody's life, and they have alcoholism in their system with abuse or whatever, and they happen to be in that particular constellation, then they themselves are being healed. Which is absolutely fascinating. By helping someone else, you're actually helping yourself. So it's a very holistic win-win for everyone in attendance. And I do my workshops in West LA every weekend, Saturdays from 7 to 11 at the Gateway, and it's an amazing experience. And I can't say enough good things about it. It's absolutely fascinating. And I wrote a book on it called Many Hearts, One Soul, right about the same time John Payne wrote his. And I tried to describe it from an American point of view, because some people, number one, don't have time to read a huge book on it. Bert's written dozens and dozens of books. So I try to synthesize what Bert was getting at in my experience in the field of constellations as well, so people would get a deeper understanding. And my book is called Many Hearts, One Soul, which is available on Amazon as well. And it's a wonderful entree into the world of constellations, where I go through descriptions of individual dynamics, and I also describe certain case histories and the spirit behind the work. The thing that enthralled me about constellations, it seemed no one was really speaking about or writing about the spirit underneath, the spiritual implication of it, that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So I chose to write about that because that seems to be what happens in any given constellation, that we're really in touch with the divine, if you will, the spiritual movements, the spiritual energy. If you could look at consciousness as an element of our soul, that if you look at that we're all pieces of God, our soul is actually carrying the God consciousness. And when we go into a constellation, we kind of see the divine at work inside us as pieces of that God consciousness, so that spiritual consciousness. It's non-denominational. No religion is better than the other. They're all equal as far as I'm concerned, and they're all valid in their own way. We don't try to change anyone's beliefs whatsoever, but we allow them to have an unusual experience where they actually commune with their spirit. And it's absolutely fascinating to see what the real dynamics are that are going on underneath what we perceive our problem is. So many of us have a problem and we seek resolution from, and we don't realize that we're reenacting a pattern of our ancestors who had the same problem. Sure, the circumstances may be different, but it still is a very similar problem. And what we find is each generation tries to honor those who came before. And in doing that, they do symbolic things to honor those who came before. So if you have something like alcoholism or drug use, you might have successive generations of alcohol abusers or drug use. The great thing with constellations is we go into the thought field or the conscious bubble around that and separate the client from the behavior and then the client from their ancestors. So we're creating a healthy boundary in time and space, and it also is a relief to the client that they don't have to love their grandparent or whoever was an alcoholic or abuser in their family system. They can let them carry that energy rather than acting it out. Again, another generation creating more pain moving forward rather than more resolution moving forward. So the great thing about this process is that we are resolving something that's never been looked at or resolved, and we're also clearing our own energy field so we can have a different experience of reality and then move forward into a healthier future rather than a dysfunctional future. And the results, of course, aren't guaranteed, and some people need more constellations than others with severe trauma in their family system. But all in all, it is tremendously uplifting. I have people that come to be reps weekly, and they've been coming almost every week that I do workshops for 5 to 8 years, because we all feel we're gaining spiritual enlightenment by doing any constellation process. I pride myself in developing the work in many different ways. I've created different exercises. The latest exercise I've created is called Releasing Romantic Entanglements, where we set up our own love life since we were teenagers or young children, whenever we had our first burst of love to another human being. And gender doesn't matter, and sexual preference doesn't matter. Whatever had happened in our romantic history, it's wonderful just to have completion and cut the cords to any negatives that might have happened, so we can be fully present and clear with our current partner, or having the field open for the partner we really want to come in to show up in our lives. And that's a really wonderful short process. It takes about 20 minutes, and it's absolutely fascinating to see how entangled we are just with our romantic relationships that we've had in our lifetime. Here we thought we were only entangled with our family system members, mother, father, grandfather, a dead uncle, you know, tragedy, but we are actually entangled even in current relationships that we've had romantically and otherwise. I do many exercises. I showcase an exercise in San Francisco at the Third American Constellation Conference last year, and it received a huge response, and it was reincarnational constellations. Now, in a reincarnational constellation, hold on, I think John is coming in here. No, it's someone else. Anyway, let me see if this is him. Hello, John, are you there?
Yes, it's me.
Hello.
Jordan. I have been here for several minutes listening.
Okay, you just popped up on the screen. I've been talking about constellations and my experience with them and how we both do the same modalities. So we still have a good 15 minutes left. I had to fill the time. And let's start with you. So I have John on the line now. He's the author of Language of the Soul and his other book, Presence of the Soul. He's British-born and half Latino, and he's also lived in 10 countries across the globe. He speaks 4 languages, and John started his family constellations in 1997 when he underwent training in Holland, Germany, and the USA. He's given 400 workshops on 6 continents, and in addition to being a fantastic constellation facilitator, he's also a practicing shaman and an energy healer. So, John, I'm so glad to have you. I was discussing with our audience what constellations were in my journey, a parallel journey with yours, discovering this modality, and so they know what constellations are about. From the Gary Stewart point of view, to fill the time, I'm not sure what time zone you're in internationally, so I'm glad to have you on the phone. So let's
Thank
get
you.
Right to the questions here, where we have a little shorter interview here. A lot of people talk about restoring the orders of love and family constellation. What does that mean to you?
It's interesting because so many people approach family constellations from the point of view of, I have this issue or that issue with my family. I would like to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, I started to think and to observe and to feel Well, what does this mean, the orders of love that Bert Hellinger talks about? We're restoring the orders of love through resolving trauma, resolving the interruptions to the orders of love. And then I started to consider, well, what if we don't call it the orders of love? We just call it love.
Wonderful.
And then what if we drop any mask that we might be carrying around that, such
mm-hmm.
as the love mask? Love masks can be very present, including a spiritualized ego, the part of you that has fixed ideas about what it is to be healed, or what it is to be whole, or what it is to be spiritual. What if we drop all of that and boil things down to its most simplistic component? And it
yes.
comes down to love. Love, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And within the nutshell of love is also the honor that we hand another when we give them the freedom to, or return to them the freedom to carry their own burdens with dignity. Because our loyalties, our misguided loyalties, are as much responsible for the lack of flow of love from one generation to the next, as are the traumas.
Yes.
We have the tendency to rob another person of their ability to heal their own woundedness.
Mm-hmm.
And
so this really creates a healthy boundary as well.
Healthy boundary. One of the most poignant healing sentences that I could ever ask a client to say, and perhaps a listening audience can come along with me here, perhaps you too, Gary, if you wish, although you probably want to keep an eye on your knobs and
present, I see it, it's on the screen, go for it.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to imagine, let's say, your mother, the person who brought you into the world, who gave birth to you, standing in front of you, how would that be if you said to her, please bless me if I have the courage to be happier than you?
Mm-hmm.
And then just breathe that in.
Yes, that's a very powerful state.
Because the love that we're restoring is not only in the flow from grandparents to parents and parents to children, but it's also the love within our heart. I've just come from a workshop. I got delayed in traffic. I'm in London. That's why I'm late for your very generous interview.
Yeah.
And one of the highlights this weekend is how our loyalty keeps us imprisoned in our suffering. Because what happens is we're waiting for someone to say, I'm sorry that you didn't get enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that I didn't love you well enough. I'm sorry that I wounded you. And what we fail to realize is that those who didn't love us enough, and those who did wound us, who are, of course, acting out, as I heard you talking about, acting out from something from a previous generation or a few generations back, they're not
yes.
even conscious. They're not even conscious that they've done that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can be hanging around for decades, waiting for an acknowledgement, waiting for a recognition, waiting for an apology. That will never come. Whilst at the same time, we make a movement, and I do that in constellations, of showing that in a movement, that if our mother is in the hell of alcoholism or a father is in the hell of violence or alcoholism or drug taking or philandering or whatever it might be, whatever his or her hell might be, whilst they're in that hell, that we as the child go and stand with them in the hope that we might be able to take them out. If only I could take them out of this hell, then maybe they will see me. Maybe they will give me the love that I never got.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I say is, if you did not get sufficient love, if you weren't brought into merging love with your parents, then you simply do not have sufficient light to stand in that hell and bring them out of it. You're wasting your time. And so my admonishment is, you stand on the edge and you look at the mother, you look at the father, and you say, it is to you I give the honor, or return the honor, of carrying this. Thank you for what you could do for me. Really, thank you for what you could do for me, for life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything you could do for me. And the rest I shall give to myself. For the only opportunity that they may or may not have to step out of that is if you're standing outside of the hell, shining in your heart with the restored love in your heart, they may be motivated enough to ask for the help to step out. And we cannot know the lessons, the burdens, the karma, if you like, of another soul. I don't believe it's even in our business to work that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's private domain.
Right.
We don't know why your mother or my mother got the kind of childhood they got.
Right, exactly.
We work with what is. We
mm-hmm.
work with what is. And so I very much, with my work at the moment, rather than thinking about constellations from a very structured point of view, looking at the orders of love, even the word
yes.
orders of love, and
mm-hmm.
has structure to it. I think of Bert's mother tongue, Ordnung, which is ordering things, that feels very structured to me. And the heart is fluid. And so I think simply about restoring love, because our deepest and greatest desire is not only to be filled with love, but also to radiate love.
Yes.
It is a base human need.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to keep it simple and just call
yes.
it restoring.
Yes, and if you look at any child, when you see a child, you just see they are radiating love. So we all come in with that propensity. And it's
Absolutely.
The irony we seem to lose it due to situational difficulties with our parents or family. So it's wonderful to be able to get back to that place. And I know when you work with me, to be very personal here, and I've had the tremendous privilege to have you do a constellation for me, it's giving up that neurotic hope that it could have ever been different. And
yeah.
just giving up that struggle releases so much life force energy that you're not wasting your time with the shoulda, coulda, woulda,
uh-huh.
accepting as it is, you can let go, even if you didn't receive the love that was needed or whatever. And that's what I love about your approach. It's being fully present, real time.
I sit with a client with a movement this weekend. I've worked with her for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I had her look at her mother. I work with her directly, not through a representative. I often do that, as you know.
Yes.
And I had her look at her mother and just simply say the words, I give up.
Mm, powerful.
And at first she objected.
But a chill just from you saying that. It's very powerful.
And her whole body shook at first. And she looked
mm-hmm.
at me as if to say, what are you getting me to say? This is outrageous. I'm not going to give up. I'm never going to give up. And I said to her, You've been standing here waiting for 6 decades. It's time to give up. And when she did it, you could see it physically, energetically happen. She looked at me and she said, it feels like the heaviest burden's just been lifted from my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And she was beaming with light. She gave up.
Yeah.
And then the miracle that also happened, she felt love for her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And could give up and love her mother and then easily say, please smile upon me kindly if I have all of life's blessings.
And wonderful. And that way both people are fully intact and respected with their dignity, and it's really a win-win for the client and the family system.
Absolutely, it is a win-win. And so giving up, and it's something that is so counter to Western culture, where we're taught, particularly with Protestant work ethic, we're told to soldier on, to work on, to never give up, to, you know, to... Throughout our culture, we've got fight against cancer, the fight against poverty, the fight against this, the fight against this. Everything's about fighting and not giving up.
In addition to that, most cultures, Western included, you'll be rewarded in heaven. So it's like you're not even allowed the reward now because there's some future life where all your dreams will come true rather than the present moment. And your work is so pragmatic for really being present in the now. And my life was deeply changed from your constellation with me. And I don't say that lightly, a constellation facilitator. So I implore the audience listening, especially when I post this on social networks, you'll have the opportunity to work with John directly this coming November in Ojai. And I'll put the details on the report here with this link of this interview. So people that are interested, and I'll give the producers information so they can call Nancy or email Nancy regarding your workshop in Ojai. We have about a minute left here, and I'm very sorry about the phone snafu there, but you gave a very deep, powerful, and I gave some descriptions people know about constellations more, and I just love the depth of your work. It's just incredible. Is there anything you'd like to say in the last minute we have, either regarding your book, Language of the Soul, or just about your upcoming intensive in Ojai?
The upcoming intensive in Ojai is about learning how to see without looking. And it's about how the truth resides in the silence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about developing a healthy relationship to the unknown, being comfortable with the unknown. Too many people are trying to figure everything out. So this is about being in the present moment.
Right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'll put all the details on my social networking promo with this. And I have to sign off, John, now. So I just want to let our listeners know this was Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection interviewing the fantastic facilitator, John Payne, who's coming to Ojai this November. And I really hope you enjoyed our conversation and my description about constellations before we got John online all the way from England. And it's been an honor and a privilege, and I hope you can make it to Ojai to experience John.